All right, welcome to the Authenticity Oracle. I'm so excited to be sitting here with you today, starting my podcast, allowing this journey to work through me. I feel like I've been anticipating the start of this for so long, but I believe it's when we step out of our own way that we allow things to really come into our experience and existence. I think that's a big misconception with manifestation. It's not necessarily forcing these physical things into your reality and grasping at them. It's more of allowing yourself to be the person that already has them, that already experiences the things you want, that already feels the way you want to feel. I think it's a big surrender rather than a grasp at something that you don't have. That being said, on this podcast, we're going to be deep diving into, I guess, the workings of the universe, because I can go on forever about that, infinitely, really. Stories and teachings and just, like, conversations with people I love and appreciate and value and understand in a way that they resonate with my soul, my callings, and my experiences that I've had so far. Also, sometimes it just won't be that serious, and I'll probably just have a good yap with a friend and tell a story, because I have many interesting stories. I think that's how I organize things in my brain. I love to have, like, a storyline and characters, and I think I've always played like that in my head, as we all hopefully did as kids, if we were, you know, encouraged to. So yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say. In the first episode, I'm kind of just introducing myself and telling you to listen if you want, I guess. I don't know, I always found beginning so odd, because there's this, like, discomfort that comes with it. And I think that's why we fear beginnings, because it's an unknown experience. It's walking through a door and not knowing what's on the other side. It is stepping and allowing the path to create itself as you are walking. It's kind of like co-creating with, like, the void. You're just kind of dancing with, like, things you don't understand or know. But I think that's a beautiful thing. I think it's one of the most beautiful things that you can experience while being in this body, in this life, is just, like, allowing things to work with you without having such a, like, ego-centered grasp on them. To kind of allow a higher power to conspire with you. And, yeah. And work for your greatest good. Because I always found, for the longest time, I always created, like, vision boards, manifestations. I would always journal about my highest alignment and this, like, higher version of myself. But, you see, it was constructed by my ego. Therefore, it couldn't have been the highest version of myself, like, in highest alignment, because I wasn't allowing space for, like, the unseen to be working with me. Because when we ask, like, the universe or source or God or whatever you choose to believe in, or, like, nature and the mountains to help you, you know, guide you towards the highest aligned version of yourself, there's the unknown of what that is, right? But when you're asking from a place of ego, there's a certain restraint on it. It's not your actual highest alignment. It's your ego perceived highest alignment. So I always thought that was the way to go. But it wasn't until, I think, this year where I really stepped into the fact that when you ask for your highest alignment and a co-creation with, like, a divine, the divine, in a way that you kind of work halfway towards that and then release the rest and surrender, that's when the magic happens. That's when, like, you begin to experience this, like, greatness that works through you and guides you to where you're supposed to be. And I'm not talking about greatness as in, like, these magnificent feats where you're, like, get rich from nowhere or, like, suddenly are, like, a world champion. Or I'm talking about, like, greatness in the mundane, greatness in the fact that, like, you're alive. Like, even yesterday, context, I'm probably just ovulating, so this is probably why I feel so energized, but I literally went on a run, and I was, like, Ribs by Lord came on, which I hadn't listened to in, like, years. Like, I have not listened to that song maybe since high school, and I was like, whoa, this is greatness. Like, I'm just running through this trail, the sun's coming through the trees, like, maybe this is why I'm here. You know, greatness is experienced through complete presence. And yeah, I think when we surrender and work with our ego, not avoid it, because I've also had a time in my life where I definitely deeply, like, spiritually bypassed. And I was like, oh, the ego's so bad. Like, we don't need the ego. Like, fuck the ego. You, like, it's a part of you. What do you mean? What do you mean, fuck the ego, buddy? Like, you're in a society where there's gonna have to be some context placed around you, unfortunately. And I think when we work with that context, when we allow ourselves to co-create with it and kind of work with our ego in a way that's also aligned with, like, our purpose, I think that's where magic happens, because it's like, you define then the constructs for yourself. There's still constructs, period. There's always going to be constructs. Like, we just live in a society in a day and age where, like, you're going to have a title. Like, if someone asks you, like, what do you do for work, right? And you do, I don't know, like, you're a student and you're studying to become a blank. Like, that's just kind of how it works. But if you allow yourself to expand beyond that and not just stay anchored in one truth and experience, that's when, like, things kind of get fun and silly, you know? Anyway, I definitely got way off context there. Not really, though, because it's all connected in a way. Right, first episode. So, I don't know, if you want to hear me up a little bit more about that, tune back in. I already have some episodes filmed with friends where we kind of just sat down and talked. I love having conversations with people so much. I think there's been so many times that I've had a conversation with someone and I've been like, bro, that should have been recorded, because I feel like that conversation was meant for more years than just ours. And that's why I'm creating this space, to be able to share that, to be able to connect with other people. Yeah, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, because I think that's the beautiful thing about choice. Like, you can listen and pick up, oh wait, I really resonated with that, like, I'm gonna take that today, that metaphor with me, and integrate it. Or you can be like, you know what, I'm not really feeling that, like, I think about it in another way, like, feel free, bro, like, I'm here, I'm just showing up, and I'm open to this. I don't know where it's headed, but I think you need to be open to maybe a little bit of humiliation and embarrassment when you start things, and just uncertainty. I think it takes a lot of courage and power to put yourself up there. Out there. Did I just say up there? I mean up there too, if you want to step up onto that platform. So, yeah, I'm just having a silly, goofy time. I hope you're gonna have a fun time here. And with that being said, I really have nothing else to say. Everything that's needed to be said has been said. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in for my first episode. We're gonna have a fun time. Yeah, I hope everything is sunny on your side of the universe. Till I see you next.